I suppose, really, I first became aware that docs existed when I was about six or seven, I suppose. My father took me up to Petticoat Lane Market, a Sunday market, and I noticed a lot of, to my mind, people dressed in pyjamas. These were, as I later found out, were Lascars. Due to their religion, they were dressed in white trousers with a white smock. I asked my father who they were, and he said, oh, they were Lascars, and they came off the ships in the docks. And I wanted to know what docks were, and he said to me that he would take me down one of these days and show me the docks, and which he did. What I thought was strange was that all these Lascars at Petticoat Lane were buying live chickens and just carrying them by their legs upside down, and they were taking them. And I asked my father what they were doing with these chickens. He said, oh, he said, they're taking them down to the docks. He said, and they're going to have a meal. I remember seeing on quite a number of these ships, as you could see, they chicken coops and goats actually on deck. I don't expect you'd see that today.
Once when I got knocked about by one of the teachers, my mother went up there and knocked her about. And every time I was played up a bit then, she used to say to me, I suppose you bring your mother up here again. But we were really poor though, you know, we used to have to go to free breakfasts, free dinner, and we used to have free boots. They used to give you boots to wear. And sometimes you'd have one big one and one small one, so one hurt you like hell, and the other one used to slip off your feet. So it wasn't too bad, really.
What did your father do?
He was a seaman for years, and then he gave it up, I think, when my youngest brother was born, and he worked in the docks. He was a docker. He wasn't a stevedore. He used to go down there, you know, every day to get a job, line up outside. And then if he was lucky, he was taken on and done a couple of days' work. And if he wasn't, he used to come home, you know. And my mother used to go down the fields doing a bit of pea picking. And she used to have go around the street selling, because I remember her sitting at me on a, she used to have a donkey and a cart, and she used to sell salad stuff.
We could have a big hole in the front of our jerseys, always. But we always had good boots, always. My dad had a thing about boots. And we let our kids run about with nothing on our feet. But my dad, you say, you've got nothing on your feet again, put something on your feet. I believe it was because I didn't have too many boots about when I was kids. I don't know, but I got this feeling. But yeah, he was a nutter with boots. I never cleaned a boot until till I joined the Scouts. So must have been 11. Not when I was in the Cubs. Dad always did all the boots. He had a thing about boots. He used to whiten our slippers in the summer. Oh dear.
In 1924, when I was 14, things were so bad at home. Money-wise, we were actually starving, and I used to go to school with no boots on or shoes. And I can assure you that I ran to school with no shoes and socks on, in bare feet, in frost. Not snow, but in frost, and that is a fact. I don't tell nothing but facts. Because I love school, and the atmosphere at home was very bad.